Dr. Christopher said although the current eruptive phase is complete, the volcano can erupt at any time with no warning. He said the activity at the volcano indicates that the number of earthquakes continue to decline.
Well, there's not much to speak about with regards to activity. Once again, we have low-level seismic activity, small earthquake. Now and again, I think we counted about 7 or 8 for the week. Very, very tiny ones. Too small to be felt or noticed by anyone. This is the sort of activity that you would get in the background during times when the volcano is not erupting. So in between the last two eruptions, in between 79 and 2020, when this last eruption started, you would have had this sort of earthquake activity, as in small number of small events, which are not seen as a threatening thing. So that's the case in terms of the earthquakes.
The volcanologist also provided an update on gas measurements, which he said will eventually run out over time.
We tried that gas measurement yesterday. Well, we were supposed to do one yesterday, but the weather had different ideas. So we had to bend that. But the one we did before that, which was from last week, we got an average flux of around 100 tons per day. So the gas flux is still going down. So everything is still falling away. Over time, the general trend will be down. It might jump around a bit. So maybe the next measurement may not necessarily be below 100, but I probably expect it to be less than 176. So yeah, over time it would systematically go down. You have to remember that when we're measuring the gas, we're taking a snapshot of a few hours and then trying to say, okay, this is what it did in the whole day, which may not necessarily be the case. But it's still an approximation to what the volcano is doing, and it's the best we can do. So over time, I would expect the sulfur dioxide to run out, and the degassing will go back to just the rotten egg smelling one, which is the H2S. So like what was happening in the old dome, that gas cocktail, it would go back to that, suggesting that it's gone back to rest.
The lead scientist said the team is working to hand over the observatory to NEMO soon. He said the situation at La Soufre is being continuously monitored, so there is nothing to be worried about at the moment.
We are quite happy to say that whatever was happening between December and April is over. That eruption is done. What we can't tell you is when there'll be a next one. We don't know. We hope that it takes a very long time before it happens again. But I mean, it would not surprise me if it started again tomorrow either, because that's the nature of these systems. So, you know, right now we're looking to get the observatory in a position to be handed over to NEMO. I think they're in a process of trying to hire staff to work here, and SRC will back off, and the observatory will be run by people who live on island and answer to NEMO, I guess. So I think the message is the situation is being looked after properly, and there's no need to be worrying about the volcano right now.
Head of the La Soufre monitoring team, Dr. Thomas Christopher. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.